The next patient is Ernestine Matthews. The last name is M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S. Clinical case of a 67-year-old African-American female that is being followed by the nephrology service because of the presence of proteinuria, period. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 700 milligrams of protein in 24 hours, period. The most likely situation is that this patient has been a diabetic and has been out of control, has arterial hypertension, obesity, and most importantly, the poor compliance with the medications, period. The Humana program has sent nurses at home to help her with the medications. And the patient is taking Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 7 milligrams PO every day. The fasting blood sugar was 194. We don't have a hemoglobin A1C because it was not done, despite the fact that we had ordered. Number two. The patient has a recurrent urinary tract infection that is believed is secondary to the vesicorectal fistula, period. The evaluation has not been done by any surgeons, period. We recommended Dr. Lazko, L-A-Z-K-O, however, for some reason, the appointment was missed. We are going to take some interest in order to resolve this problem because the patient is in a lot of anxiety, has to wear pads all the time, and is causing a great deal of distress. Following number, the patient has morbid obesity. Following number, the patient has a serum creatinine that is 0.76, a BUN of 9, and an estimated EFR that is 81. However, there is evidence of hyperfiltration. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Following number, right at glaucoma that is followed by the ophthalmologist. Following number, the history of GI bleed related to hemorrhoids. Period. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with medications and that is under control. We are not going to improve the general condition unless we solve the problem with the vesicle colon rest fistula. We are going to center our attention in pursuing the surgical evaluation period. The patient is going to be follow up in a couple of months. We spend six minutes in the evaluation of the labs, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.